Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than debating people who ignore facts.
Man.
Or your Facebook feed. Take it as you want it. Anyway, you could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com, clicking chat, and listen live. If our player on there is working properly, I don't know if it is or not. Or join one of our affiliates. You go to the affiliates page, and you could go to hawkradio.net or ruthlessradio.net. Go to davinsden.com, go to the affiliates page, and that way you can just listen, because we are having all sorts of technical issues with the website. Much things going on.
Well, our friends in the Danish are saying that they can hear us in the chat.
This is a beautiful thing. Hello.
Yes, it is.
Hello, Danish. That's Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
She's in studio. I'm Davin Rosenblatt. I'm not in studio. I'm outside.
Stop yelling into the house. Get in here.
Joe Curry is on his way to being in studio.
Yeah.
So we're going to do something we haven't done in, what, like 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, like about 3 weeks.
Yeah, actually do a show where everybody's here.
We can all look at each other and smell each other.
Yes. I think I got the tech issues from last week resolved. Thank you to Chris from Cyanet Radio.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
I think I got that resolved. I am feeling decent. Pip is looking good.
Thank you.
Joe is Joe. But
well, we don't know. He's probably sparkly-eyed, bushy tail.
Either way, he's Joe. So, yeah, looking forward to that. On the show tonight, a study that explains why people ignore facts. You're going to want to know this. Like, if you ever get in these debates and you show somebody information and they're like, nuh-uh, and they just double down, this study's going to find very interesting.
Yes.
We're going to do a discussion on whether society's gotten so stupid that, like, guys like George Carlin, if they were unknowns, could they achieve the success that they achieved? Because I don't know if they could. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about that. There's a show on Amazon, Man in the High Castle, has angered some Trump fans.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Angered some Trump fans.
And confused some, I think.
And perhaps liberals have taken advantage of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, perhaps liberals are kind of egging them on a little bit, too.
Yeah, probably.
So we'll get into that. For all you people who like to fuck, do we have good news for you?
Oh, excellent. Tell me about it.
There's a smart condom. I don't know how smart it is. We'll get into that.
Ah, so to speak.
I was put, for the first time ever, in a Facebook jail. We'll get into that in just a second. But I'll reveal later on how in Facebook's meeting out of their punishment to me, they violated their own guidance.
Huh.
They went against what they say they wouldn't do.
I just want to know, while you were in Facebook jail, did you get traded for cigarettes?
Well, we'll get there. we'll get there. Got a little bit of good news before the show. Remember last week I had said that American Greed on CNBC was interested in interviewing me and recording some of the show.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be here next week.
Yay!
So, yeah, your pals getting bigger. Should be good.
Yes.
Should be good. But, of course, this means, you know, a little backtrack. A little earlier in the day, I'm out for my walk, walking the hills. I live in a very hilly area.
Yes, very.
That's why I got such strong thighs.
I was going to say. Hey, can you crack me another walnut? I'm a little peckish.
I most certainly will. So I'm out doing my walk. Wife gives a call. Hey, call me when you get a chance. Got some good news. Boom! Killing it at her job. Kill it as she always does.
That's great.
Kills it at her job. So I'm like, oh, that's great. You know, yeah, she's like, you know, I'm just in this new position for a year, and they're already talking about promoting me to, like, the next level. Like, just killing it.
Wow.
They love her at her job.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. So I'm very encouraging. A little later on, hey, American Greed's going to be here next week. Should I get the housekeepers, which, as we know, I'm hugely fond of?
Oh, yes.
Should I try to get them to come early? You know, I'll pay maybe a little extra cleaning session.
Yeah.
You will do that. It's like, no. No, we need to rent. You need to rent the storage unit. You got to get the stuff out. I don't even have time. I made plans this week. I'm like, relax. I'll
hit
do them
up, move them out raw hard.
So like, I'm like very encouraging of the wife, and she's like, look what you fucking done to me with my success. And she's usually encouraging, but I'm like, this is good for us.
I know, but
I didn't even work towards this.
I know, but I understand. She's just like, she's house proud, and it was like, what? People are gonna come in and see mess.
But we're trying to move anyway.
I know.
So this will just, you know, once you start paying $100 a month for a storage unit.
Yeah, all of a sudden you start going, hey, you know what? Maybe we should move sooner.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a good thing.
Yeah.
But not the encouragement.
you were expecting.
No.
No.
Not nearly as excited as you and Joe when I told him last week on the air. Not nearly that level of excitement. A little disappointing.
Well, I mean, I do understand that she has seen us through other things that we thought were, like, a big deal.
Oh, I don't know if this is a big deal or not.
Well, I know.
There's no more big deals for this show.
No, but I'm just saying, like, something that was exciting, something that was, like, a great credit or something that was,
oh,
like...
Oh, we got credits.
Oh, we do?
Oh, we got credits.
We do have credits. I'm just saying that something that we saw that... But she's seen us go through those things and still be, like, the little engine that's trying, you know?
Yeah. But this is... I've done TV before. I've done two different TV shows, three television appearances in total for this scamming one. Mm-hmm. But this is the biggest one.
Yeah.
CNBC, I mean, a lot of people haven't heard of the show. A lot of people have heard of the show.
Right.
So, it's... And tomorrow, I have my pal, comedian Rob Apple, coming here to film me. He's doing a documentary on New Jersey comedy.
That's awesome.
And he's like, I gotta... he's like, you're the godfather of New Jersey comedy. I'm like, I don't know about that, but I'll be happy to help you.
And I'll be happy to make you kiss my ring.
No, it's just like, you know, all these cool things are I'm supposed to be on John Fugelsang's show on Sirius XM coming up. But that's through Roger. So let's not hold our breath on that.
Okay.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I'm exhaling.
But honestly, like, I just kind of figured, like, this year was kind of like, nah, fuck it year. You know, I'm like, I kind of told you, like, all right, I'm going to try this last thing,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, we've talked about. And if that doesn't happen, I don't know.
Yeah.
I pretty much said that. I've done everything I can for us.
Yeah. What else is there to try?
Exactly. And then this comes in. So, yeah. Hey, let's hope they spell the name of the show properly.
I know, right?
And let's hope the website's actually working.
Oh, God. I know. David's Den. Oh, Jesus.
Guaranteed.
Right?
Guaranteed.
Right?
I know.
Well, you know what? Maybe we should just, like write on our foreheads and shit, because otherwise there's no way to make sure that they're going to... you know, and you reflexively took off your visor and wiped your forehead. That was really interesting.
Well, interesting thing. You know, I text Joe and Pip. I go, all right, so, you know, prepare. You know, prepare accordingly. Yeah. For Joe, that means, you know, get out of work early so you can get here.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want you running in the middle of the show or missing.
Right.
You know, I want Joe to be part of it. I don't know why, but I wanted to be part of it. Maybe so the world could see what I have to deal with. Maybe. But, you know, but Pip and Joe come here, and they're always, you know, they're coming from their day program, so they always look very nice and everything. For preparing for me means, all right, I can't wear holy sweatshirts and a bum equipment shirt from 1995 like I'm wearing now. It's like, oh, and I got to shave. So that's like...
Oh, wait, that says equipment on it?
It does. It used to.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it. So it's like, well, it's like I gotta pack up the house, and I gotta look decent.
Yeah, well,
I'm not gonna be able to drop 20 pounds. That will not happen next week.
Oh, let's see. I'm talking about trying to lose weight by next week. It's not happening. It's like, oh, well, you know what? I could just wear hope for green screen in the background and wear all green. I mean,
your pixelated helix.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to do about that.
So I realized, and we'll, I guess we'll talk about this now because I don't know if we'll have time later.
Okay.
You know, we've talked about, I don't want to get too political with it, but Donald Trump cult of personality. I've said that time and again, where people are like ride or die with Donald. There's going to be a lot of deaths, I think, coming up, but that's neither here nor there.
Ride or crash. I mean, what?
But I realized I've never been that way with anybody. Like, even growing up as a kid, my favorite baseball player, Donnie Baseball. Mattingly. As a Yankee fan growing up, if you're a Yankee fan in the 80s, Donnie Baseball was all we had.
Yeah.
And Donnie was a lefty. I'm a lefty. He played first base. I played first. Love Don Mattingly.
Yeah.
And, you know, just when you would, like, get your first, you know, baseball hero was when he was, like, really good from, like, 84 to 88.
Right.
You know, those were, you know, so I was, like, in the fourth through eighth grade. So those are your formative hero years, like, to the point where, like, you know, my dad would say, you know, if you got, like, all B's or better or A's or whatever that was on the report card, I'd get like the Don Russ rookie Don Mattingly card, which was the most expensive one.
Wow.
So it was like a goal I had to work towards to get that. Like, it was worth like over $100 at the time.
Wow.
Not anymore. we pictured Hall of Fame for Donnie Baseball. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, so Donnie was my guy to the point, you know, he's number 23. Whenever I get to choose, it's been that way through my whole life. I get to choose I'm choosing number 23
on your jersey.
On my jersey.
Yeah,
that's my number 23. If I can choose, because of Donnie Baseball. But there was a time in the 80s where he was growing out his hair really long. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't remember that look. No.
He was growing out his hair really long. So was I, but not because of Donnie Baseball.
Right.
I mean, I had really long hair, but the Yankees are a very clean cut organization.
Yes. Yeah, but you know, I mean, in the 70s, there were a lot of
still,
manfros and
but no beards, no long hair.
No, that's not
the
true.
The biggest manfro you had was Oscar Gamble.
Right, but I mean, there was like a lot of longish puffy hair,
but not past the collar.
Not beards, but a lot of bushy mustaches too.
Right, but not beards, I mean, and not long hair past the collar.
Right,
you know, like
right.
You'll see it on other teams.
Yeah,
where they have long.
Yeah, right. Given the times, given the very hairy times of the 70s, the Yankees were still pretty clean cut.
Well, even the 80s though, even the 80s, they were like, you know, when he had all the rock stars, a lot of guys had long hair.
Oh yeah.
So Donnie's growing out his hair, which would not be considered long by today's standards.
Right.
But it was like past the collar. It might have even been in spring training. I think Stump Merrill. This might have been 89. Somebody can check me on it. Was the manager, and like George Steinbrenner just comes down on Donnie for Donnie, cut your hair and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, you would think, as a long-haired guy and somebody who idolizes Don Mattingly, I'd be like, fuck the man. You know, no, I'm sticking by my mind. But even then, I was like, you know what, just follow the rules. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah, stop. Yeah, don't be an animal. So, everybody else is following
you. Yeah, exactly. So that's as close as I've ever had to having a hero.
Yeah, but I mean, like, of all the transgressions, if you think about things that people have screwed up in baseball.
Right, absolutely.
Having a little bit too long hair, really not
right.
Something that's going to make.
But it's part of the headlines. Of the Yankee thing, and now I might look at it differently.
Yeah.
I might be like, you know what, stop worrying about the hair. Yeah. But at the time, me with my long hair, first base, loved out, I'm like, you know what, dude, our team sucks. Can you just cut your fucking hair? Let's get with the program. Let's drive in some runs.
Yeah.
So, like, I was willing to, maybe I'm not loyal. But I was willing to, like, turn on my idol even then when I thought that he was in the wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my point on this.
But yeah, no, and it is a
I don't have point. I don't have idols. And I understand people do have idols. And I understand to a
yes.
lot of people. Donald Trump is what a lot of people think a rich guy should be. If you look mm-hmm. at Donald Trump has always played, I'm playing a rich guy.
Yes.
And now Donald Trump is playing president. He strikes
right.
me as somebody who's very uncomfortable in their skin.
Yeah, yeah.
But that appeal, but the whole facade that he puts on
right.
appeals to a lot of people. And that's why you see when people are presented with all these facts, they're still not going to turn on them because they bought in. And
right.
and that's where I have the disconnect with those people, because I've never been able to buy in with somebody. Like now, my closest favorite would probably be Steven Tyler
mm-hmm.
of Aerosmith.
Right.
You know, love Aerosmith. I think he's like the best lead singer ever, even though I realize he doesn't have the best voice ever.
But
even then I go, you know what, you're being an asshole. Enough with the shenanigans. Get back with the band.
Yeah.
You know, stop driving the rest of the band crazy with your shit. Let's go. Like, I'll turn on my idols. So on one hand, maybe it's good, or maybe I'm not loyal enough.
No, I don't think that there has to be blind loyalty.
I don't have blind loyalty.
And I don't believe in my country right or wrong. I don't believe in that.
You don't believe in American exceptionalism?
You know what? I am patriotic.
Don't feel bad, because the president doesn't either.
No.
That used to be a Republican thing. It's not anymore.
I know, but I mean, like, I don't believe that. I mean, I think that we have a lot behind us. We certainly have a lot of power, and we have a lot of money. And I think that Americans are very optimistic overall, and we can do a lot of amazing things. But I don't think that we're exceptional human beings.
I think we're an exceptional country, but we have flaws. Listen,
yes.
When Obama, people don't remember, but in 2008, when Obama won, that was a huge deal for America.
Huge.
Whether you
huge.
Were Republican or Democrat, that was a huge deal.
Absolutely.
I was watching. I had tears in my eyes.
Me too.
I was so proud of him. So proud of the country. Listen, there's no secret. I like Obama a lot. I think he's going to go down as a really good president. I know my friends on the right will disagree. That's
right.
fine. I'm not talking. I don't want to go through it right now.
Yeah.
Whether he is, it's irrelevant. I happen to be like. But there were times, you know, with like the red line in Syria. And, you know, with the doctor, you know, if you have your doctor, you're going to keep your doctor, that type of thing.
Oh, right.
And I would call him out. Because even though he's my guy, I got to put my country first, and I got to call bullshit on bullshit.
Yeah, and it's like you know what? For somebody who's like the king of diplomacy, a lot of people got killed under his watch. A lot of service.
Oh,
people,
well, he was the deporter in chief. Deported more. The left killed him for that. Well, he took Bush's drone war and like just upped it.
Elevated.
Right.
Elevated.
I mean, yeah. I mean, which I don't necessarily have issues with on either one of those things.
No, not necessarily. Uh-oh.
Well, we often joke about that Maui has come downstairs, the cat, and the show could stop if she drops a deuce. That's what we often do.
We're all like, oh, please don't do that while CNBC is here. Please. Please
just add to the charm.
It's like, look, if you got it, like, do peeps and go, okay, that's fine. But please don't drop a bomb in there.
Just
because
add to the charm.
We are just going to, you know, all run out that back door.
But so that's why, like, I can't relate to people. And Joe is all in for Trump. He'll say he isn't, but he posted, you know, if you're on my Facebook page.
I mean, we should probably say that when he's here.
People who listen to the show, Joe is all. I was actually when he said a couple of weeks ago that he should have corrected himself with Sweden. I was stunned. I was pleased.
Yeah, I know. Well,
you know, Joe and I are on the same page. You know, hey, double back. You know what? I misspoke. Boom, 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 and go from here. But look what happened. Then you don't look like an ass.
There are so many things that happened.
Right, but
I'm surprised that people are still.
I can't relate to people that are all in for anybody.
No,
I can like. I understand it on some level, mm-hmm. that they're trying to live vicariously through them, or they put all their hopes and dreams. And I can't take that leap of faith. And I think I lose something. I've talked about how I'm stunted as a human being. And in height, too. But not in the pants. Big cock. Political commentary with big cock.
I know. But, it's like subliminal meanings.
But like, I don't get the joy. I don't get the joy that people that are all in get. But I also don't get the deluding myself.
Right, but also don't you think that people who are that friggin' happy all the time are probably not all that smart? Because
we should probably wait till he's here.
No, but I think that people that are super happy all the time.
It's not a happiness. I think
they're either self-deluded or really not that smart and don't realize what's going on in the world.
I think I don't know if it's intelligence. I mean, that's a natural fallback too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well, they're not. There's a lack of intellectual curiosity, which is something I personally can't relate to.
Well, that's the thing. That's what
they
saying.
Don't want to know. And we'll talk about this more when we talk about the backfire effect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, somebody who's intellectually curious, which is why we have this whole scammer thing.
Right.
If you think about it, that all came out from my personal intellectual curiosity.
What happens if I engage this person?
What happens if I engage this person? Now that I've engaged this person, what's motivating these people? What's really going on? That all came from my intellectual curiosity.
Absolutely.
And time on my hands. But that's where it came from.
I mean, that helped. That helped tremendously.
Yeah.
Because part of the game is they want people that have the time to spend with them.
Time I don't necessarily have now.
No. And probably time that, I mean, we could argue it was a better spent on other things. I don't know. But
I don't think it was.
But it was hilarious.
I think if you look about what's happened for our show, all the stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think I could have spent it on better. I didn't have better options to spend it on.
No, but you know what? It was just like this gift that kept giving, and we didn't even know that was going to happen.
Right. But that all comes from intellectual curiosity.
Right.
And there's some, I think people who are intellectually curious, they're willing to change their way they're thinking. I'm always trying to see if maybe my way is not the right way. That's why I talk to so many people.
But you're also willing to listen to things that are not to your liking.
You've heard the show. And so
and
are our fans.
To me.
Clearly our fans are.
Yes, you people are really willing to listen to things you don't like.
A little masochistic.
Yeah, put down the whip, just chill for a second, have a drink of soda, then you can go right back.
Nobody listens to more shit that they don't like than our fans. And that's what you have to love about
and
them.
And that's what we love about
that
you guys,
is, that
really.
Is, yes.
Well, I, you know, saying about, you know, not being ride or die with your heroes, when I was really young, I mean, it was past their prime, but I loved the Beatles so much. So much. I mean, and, you know, I was a kid, so there was definitely hero worship, and I was not willing to hear at that time when I was a kid anything that was negative about them. I was like, I would defend them
but
to the end of the world. I was a kid.
You're a kid.
And then as I got older and more things, I mean, I was old enough to read or hear about some of the things that were less than kind or less than desirable things that they had said or done in their lives. I mean, my particular favorite was John Lennon. And boy, he's a very, very, or was a very flawed human being.
I think what's interesting is people that who are usually intellectually curious, mm-hmm. who will have a blind spot to a certain topic. I think that's fascinating. Like in all other things, they go, you know what? They're cynical. They're like, I want to investigate this. I'm not taking this at face value. But whatever the thing is, say it was the Beatles for you, mm-hmm. or Joe, it's Trump. You know, whatever it was. You know, I don't really have that thing. But if I did, like for me, if like you know, Aerosmith is trading young children for sex, and I'm just like, no. Like if that was
right.
But whereas everything else, I'm intellectually curious. I find that fascinating. Like this is the one thing
this is where I draw the line.
The one place in my brain where you cannot violate my image of what they are.
Yes.
I think that's what's fascinating about Joe to me, because in a lot of ways, Joe will push.
Yes.
Joe wants to find out what's going on. And, you know, he's intellectually curious. But with this, you know, I don't even argue with Joe about it anymore.
No, not
with Trump.
Terribly much. No, because it just seems like he's.
I don't feel like fighting, and nothing's going to come from it.
No, and it's also like part of what he believes in is what he's going to do, and no one can see the future that clearly. So you have there's no debate about the future. You know what I mean?
No.
Like we have our predictions.
Right, but I just think that's
remains to be seen.
I just think that's fascinating when you find people that in every other aspect of their life, you know, you can't pull the wool over my eyes.
Yeah.
You know what? This is bullshit. I'm going to challenge you on this, that, the other thing.
And
but
Joe will call bullshit on stuff more than a lot of people.
Usually,
you know?
On me.
Yes.
But then they have whatever. They have that one blind spot. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's like this is the one thing that I need to hold. This has to be pure. It's just fascinating to me. And I can't understand it.
Yeah.
But all I could do is. Like, I can't understand why it is, but I can accept it because there's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
You're not
going to
change that.
No.
And if it all ever does come down,
mm-hmm.
like imagine how damaging that is to somebody.
Yeah.
It's like finding out daddy's not Superman.
Well, and it is. It is really harsh for people. I mean, for Christians, finding out there's no Santa. For some people.
What?
Sorry,
Kate. I didn't even think there was a Jesus.
Well, but for some people, that's like, oh, you know, it was part of growing up. For some people, it's actually pretty devastating.
That's actually, you know, I didn't think of it.
It's like one of the saddest moments
of
their
lives. It's very childlike and endearing in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, it is. And it's like, well, do you want to burst that bubble?
That's why I said weeks ago, and you guys both looked at me like with these scared eyes, like, where should go with this? Was that I think that, and I didn't mean it as a dismissal, a wholehearted dismissal of Republicans, but I think a lot of Republicans who are all ride or die for Trump are rather childlike in their belief.
Well,
that
you know what they'll
he's
argue
going to do the right thing and do great things.
And
for them.
They will argue, and I would say rightfully so, that there was a certain amount of liberals who were the same way with Obama.
Yes, and that was
it goes
true.
Both ways. I just can't say, oh, that's the conservatives. I think there's a certain component, you know, because you know, like I said, Obama had his charisma in a way. Which I appreciate, and Trump, which it doesn't appeal to me, but I understand it. I understand the charisma he has, and he appeals to these people in a way. So I get it.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, because there was a whole, yes, we can. People
right, and we
know,
thought we could.
Yeah,
and we can't.
And, you know, like tears streaming and thinking, yes, we really can.
Well, yes, we can. Is the same as America. We're going to make America
great again.
It's very aspirational.
It is.
If that's your guy.
Yeah.
And the Dems didn't have to worry about that with Hillary this year because there was no aspirations.
No, there was nothing. There was just like, just vote for me.
Well,
just,
she seems competent.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
we're like,
for some women, I think it was aspirational, but not a lot that I encountered because she was a woman.
I know. I mean, there was a little part of that it would be nice to finally have a
woman. It's time for Hillary. Never really got that many people off the seats to go, you know what? It most certainly is.
you know what? I mean, like Angela Merkel, and you know, I mean, we've Indira Gandhi. We've had lots of women running,
but not
as
in this country.
State, but not in this country,
right.
Which I think is bizarre. But I wouldn't vote for somebody, a woman, just because she's a woman,
right?
I mean,
and that's why, and that, you heard a lot of women say, though I'd like to have a female, first female president in my lifetime, not this one.
Right.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Trump was, I get why Trump was aspirational to a lot of people. I get it.
Well,
and Joe, and Joe is
people are so unhappy.
And Joe has explained why, you know, but the businessman would appeal to. So I get it, and I'm not gonna shit on that. That's fine. Because the left certainly had it too. I'm just saying about me, I don't have that in me. Maybe it's sad.
That you don't have what but you did have an element of that with Obama.
Right, but I'm never all in. I'm only just a little bit on the side.
Oh, I was hopeful, but I wasn't like, oh yes, he's absolutely going to and because you know, I do understand that politics is a dirty business and that we're a very divided country.
Right, but you understand it.
I do, and I do understand it.
Right. I think there's a certain childlike quality
to that.
And you know what? I think a lot of us learned that in Obama's 8 years.
Yeah.
You know, because we were aspirational.
We were.
And then we just saw, you know, the nastiness of it all. And I don't want to get into what happened, what was right, what was wrong. That's irrelevant.
Yeah, no, that's not the part.
But,
it's just
you know, but what I've said all along is a lot of people have their faith in Donald Trump.
Right.
And if he doesn't come through for them, and I have my feelings whether I think he will or won't, but if he doesn't come through for them, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to have nowhere left to go. Because the whole thing was, this guy's different. He's an outsider.
Yeah.
He's going to do right by us. They bought in. And it doesn't matter what I thought about him or that whole message. There's a lot of people that bought in.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what happens with him in the coming months and years, whether he's successful or let out in handcuffs, you know, the two extremes, the two extremes of it all. If he doesn't deliver on a lot of those promises and change people's lives for the better, there's going to be a lot of people that are just going to be like, I am done.
I'm so done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people felt that way with Obama.
Yeah.
A lot of people on the left. That's why it never translated to anybody else. Like, Obama's enthusiasm never translated to other Democrats.
No.
It didn't. I mean, he and Michelle were out there campaigning like a mofo for Hillary. Didn't translate. And I think that's what's going to happen with Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump is going to have his fans.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and he's going to have his core no matter what.
Right.
But I don't think that's going to translate to other people because you're looking at a one-of-a-kind animal.
Yeah, I don't think that there's going to be unless he has a very, very successful presidency, I don't think that there's going to be another pull for let's get an outsider in here.
Obama had a successful presidency, but it just didn't translate. If you liked what Obama did, and he said it, if you like my legacy, you vote for Hillary.
Right.
It didn't translate. People are like, no, I like you. I want you.
Yeah,
and I think that's what's going to happen with Donald Trump. People are going to be like, no, I like the billionaire.
Yeah.
I like the billionaire that talks like me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There aren't going to be a lot of people who are business people who are in politics.
You know what? There might be more business people. I don't know. I think it's going to be a while.
Yeah, I know.
If he's successful, then maybe not.
Yeah, if he's successful, then maybe not. But I think that there's too much of a difference between the way government works and the way business works. And a lot of people are saying, yeah, so let's fix that. But the point I made to you recently about when we were discussing this is that businesses are for profit, for profit.
Listen, we've had this conversation. I agree with you.
Yeah,
there's a difference. I don't want to get into the whole
solely for profit.
I don't want to get into the whole different business, and I agree with you. You can't run a country like a business.
They're different philosophies.
Yeah, you know, Walmart doesn't have a stock of nuclear weapons.
Right.
Walmart isn't going to war with JCPenney. I mean, it's a different animal.
Yeah, and they might do a couple of like feel nice things, like have somebody who is, disabled and hire them and have them be greeters and things so that they can have nice PR.
But they're not responsible for protecting all of the disabled in the country.
No, absolutely not.
It's a different thing.
It's a totally different
thing. But listen, like I said, I get it on a lot of levels. Why people, they were tired of it. They felt like they weren't
being served.
Yeah, I get it. And I think a lot of us feel like we weren't being served.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I think so. I don't think that's unique to Trump supporters at all.
No.
I don't think that's unique at all. It's just a matter, did you buy into his message? So we'll see. But my point in that whole thing was, I get it why people are ride or die.
Mm-hmm.
I just have never been right. Like this show helps me think about things like, why am I the way I am?
Okay, yeah.
And I'm just not. I've never, like, have you ever known me to be ride or die with anything?
No. I mean, I can't think of any examples like
that.
When we
saw Aerosmith, I was critiquing Steven Tyler.
Yes, of course. Yes.
When we saw the solo show, like, I was expecting better. Why did they do this?
I know. But even when we see Aerosmith, you know, I mean,
I'm very happy when I see Aerosmith.
I know. No, it's very good.
It's my happy place.
But you're not like, you're like, this is my favorite. I know it's not everybody's.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not like, I'm going to go out and preach the gospel.
You
want to
see Neil Diamond?
No. No, sorry.
He's coming around. I kind of feel like he'll be dead soon, and I should see that. I should see Neil Diamond. I kind of feel like I should.
You know what?
I like his greatest hits.
Strangely, my brother when he was very little, used to play Neil Diamond records, and he would overplay things so much. I've really had my fill of Neil Diamond for my life. I don't think
I could go to Neil Diamond by myself. By the way, I realize I'd rather see Manilow than Diamond.
Wow, that's a tough choice. Well, my cousin overdid the Manilow for me, so that I'm pretty full up on both of them.
I don't think anybody
but
wants
the
to
wife
see.
Wouldn't go?
No, that was an immediate no.
Oh, really?
She doesn't want to go to concerts. She doesn't want to go to concerts anymore. But that was a quick no.
You know what? You know what? I was kind of regretting when I was driving up here. I was listening to Queen, and I was like, kind of regretting my choice.
Yeah, we could still get tickets.
To not go.
We can still get tickets. Yeah. Sure we can. I'm sure we can.
Did you not get tickets at all?
I did not get. Well, I saw them last time, remember?
Oh, that's right.
I saw them last time. I did not get tickets at all. Guns N' Roses is the one you should be regretting.
No, I don't.
Oh, well, you're wrong.
I totally don't.
You're so wrong on that. It was such a good show.
I know, and I believe you, but I don't feel bad about it at all. I felt the enthusiasm off of you and Joe, and I was like, I'm glad you
We actually agreed.
I know, and that's great. But you know what? Yeah, no. Not feeling it.
Yeah, you're wrong. But that's fine. Why? So you want to revisit going to Queen? I know that. I think they're in Newark. Yeah. So go see. And
I'll
if I'm around,
look.
I'll go. If it's not too much, I'll go.
Yeah, it's like in July, they said on the radio.
Yeah.
On the way up.
If they're still advertising, then there's still plenty of tickets.
I know.
They didn't sell out when I saw them.
Yeah, so I'm like, there's got to be something. Even if it's nosebleeds, I don't care. I just want to hear it, you know.
It's good. It's a good show. Well, like I said last time, there was parts they could have cut out. But I don't need a Bohemian Rhapsody. I don't need the encore to be me watching a video of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, my God, no.
That's sad.
Yeah. No. Yeah. But I'm sure that there are some things. And Adam Lambert has really got the pipes.
That's what
I'm
said.
Thinking, I know.
You know what? You should go back and listen to this show when I reviewed it.
Right.
Because nobody gives concert reviews like me.
And
you should hear what I said about it.
Well, that's what I was thinking about on the way up. I was like, I was listening to him and I'm like, you know, I mean, Freddie's gone, so I can't redo life and go see him. But I'm like, but in his own way, Adam Lambert is really, really strong. And I saw him on an interview show fairly recently. I think it was that one that's on, you know, the same network with the Real Housewives stuff. And Andy Cohen.
Bravo.
Andy Cohen was interviewing him and somebody else. And I was just like, you know, he's really a cool dude because he's very self-assured.
I told you, he did a great job.
He's very talented.
He did a great, Killer Queen, Killer Queen, killed it. Owned it.
Yeah.
Owned it.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm not an Adam Lambert fan.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I don't have any, I couldn't tell you his songs or anything. There was like a song he released a year or two ago, which I like, but I don't even know what it
no
is
idea.
Anymore. I don't have any of his albums, but I made the right call. I was glad I saw that. So if you're interested in going, I'll go with you. Because I'm a team player. Unlike some people, I'm a team player.
I just can't. I can't.
Somebody should go with me to Neil Diamond.
Don't make me do this.
I'm not making you do any. I just feel like Neil Diamond should be seen. You don't have that type of singer anymore.
I know. You know what's really sad? I was also thinking about the fact that because, look, I'm not really getting in on these new people that are on the radio so much. You know, pop doesn't do a lot for me.
Gaga's amazing.
Oh, Gaga, yes. And she would put on, oh, no, now he's back. She just peed before. I'm thinking that this is not going to be good.
I don't know.
Oh, no. She never comes back for another pee.
It's early in the evening, too.
It is. So something unusual is going on.
Well, maybe she's a Kiss fan. She's going to say she's worth a deuce.
We discussed it before, and now we doomed ourselves to this. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It most certainly is.
This is terrible.
We can only hope it is so bad that it smacks Joe in the face unknowingly when he walks down here, and we get to see his expression.
And you'll blame it on me.
I hadn't thought of it, but yes.
You know what's really going to be bad is that, my friend Andrew, who's in the den,
Andrew.
Loves Gaga. Yeah.
Like, I don't own any Gaga songs, but it's like one of those ones, like, if you're a performer and you like entertainment, you just got to go, this person is amazingly talented.
You know the paparazzi song.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's her.
Yeah, no, no, I know her songs. Oh, okay. I know her songs and everything. Right. But I'm saying she's just one of those people you go, well, you know, I don't really like pop music and I don't like this. Even if you don't like
but
it, you got to realize.
Gotta
I don't want to see Gaga, though.
No, but I mean,
2 hours might be a little much.
I think I would go.
I'll see her when she's 70 and about to die.
No,
That seems to be like when I get hip.
No,
to the game.
If somebody wanted to go, I would go see Gaga just once, just to have seen.
She's coming around?
And yeah. I mean, I think that she. Because
depending on. Find out. Maybe I'll go with you to go see Gaga.
All right.
You know. I don't think I will be getting my Dominican Soul t-shirt in the parking lot. I don't know. I was thinking about this because I don't think I'm cool enough to pull off the Gaga. The question is, would I buy a Neil Diamond shirt? Possibly.
Really? You think that you could? Well, you,
I know. I don't know if I could pull it off, but I would buy it.
I'm just like, but would you be like all hipster about it and rocking it ironically? Or are you going to be like owning the Neil Diamond love?
Well, how would anybody know what I feel about it?
They would make assumptions.
Well, I can't help what people assume. I can't help that.
You know what? He does have a certain style and everything, but I... No.
I think if I'm going to go see Gaga with you, you got to come see Neil with me.
Oh,
come on,
God,
so Sweet Caroline?
Doesn't do anything for us.
Oh, well, Shiloh?
What is the Shiloh song?
I'm not going to sing it for you. Maui's done again.
I'm wondering what's going to happen.
She's got a Cracklin' Rosie?
What's that? I don't know that either.
I might have to lend you the greatest hits.
Oh, no. No, don't make me. I just can't.
I've attempted Wynwood for You.
I know. And you go,
you know,
seconds.
And I've attempted, I've attempted, like, I have a friend who I attempted Volbeat for. You know Volbeat?
No.
They're like a rock band.
Okay.
I got to stop attempting shit for friends, because all you, because if I don't like it, it sucks.
No, but it's not like, what the heck just happened? Something weird just happened with my screen with the pen. What the heck is that?
I don't know.
I hope it's nothing bad.
All our tech shit's working right now.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
I think, yeah, everything's working. Now, I got to stop. I got to stop trying to put myself in your body and try to see, hear
Excuse
what.
Excuse me?
You know what I mean. And try to hear what you're hearing. Because I can't.
No, I know you can't.
I try. I tried for you. I tried for others. I can't.
But it's like.
I tried for Joe with Ramsey. Yeah!
But it's like it's not like I've never experienced Neil Diamond. I have over and over
that's
and over
it, so
again.
Yeah, you know, it's
as a child.
Neil Diamond to you. Neil Diamond to you is like Judaism to me. Exposed a lot of it at a very young age, made you go, not for me. I get it.
It becomes kryptonite.
But
it's
baby,
like,
baby, we all have to go back to temple sometime.
Oh God, no, no. Well, when is he playing?
We'll go see. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. We might have to do our own little, like, oh, my God, I can't believe they're seeing that concert tour this year. Because
yeah.
I'm going to see Nickelback and Daughtry, I believe, with Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, and Joe and I, Joe and I own our Nickelback. We don't do it ironically. Joe and I, Joe and I say we're fans of Nickelback, and we don't understand the haters.
Well, so. You know what? Joe's girl and Andrew believe that Neil is great and... Joe's girl says better than Madelow. I'm waiting to see if Andrew's going to argue about
listen,
that.
Listen, Joe's girl, nobody wants to see that cat fight.
No. Oh, I do. Actually, I do.
I just, I, you know what?
I do.
I just really dig the song Mandy.
You know what? If it wasn't just so overdone.
Oh, it's overdone. But that's where I am in my life. Like, I can embrace it now. Because, like, remember the book I told you? That I'm letting you read that I had that I'm giving to you? It's a little overdone.
Yeah.
I'm kind of okay with that now. I think I might be turning gay. I think that might be where I am. That could be the only thing.
Oh, no. The gay mask maker.
Yes.
Tricks again.
I could only hold up my facade for so long. Maybe that's what it is.
It's me. I've done this.
But I still don't like Elton John.
Oh, but Elton is amazing.
Nah.
See, now,
even the way I shooed that off was very gay. The two limp wristed I gave it.
No, you know what? The thing is, Elton was, I mean, he's got kind of a harsh delivery with his voice now.
You think?
But yeah. Like he's more like rah, 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 when he sings. But he used to have
rah,
this
rah,
sweet.
Rah, oh, that's Gaga.
Yeah. he used to have this sweet, beautiful.
I like
voice.
I like Candle in the Wind.
Yeah.
I like Candle in the Wind and Love Songs.
And, well, do you know Tiny Dancer?
I'm not a fan.
Oh, okay. That, well, that, Oh, God, his Captain Fantastic and the Brown Door Cowboy was one of after the Partridge Family, which my brother bought me from one of those, record company.
Yeah, like Columbia House.
Yeah, Columbia House things. After Partridge Family albums, Elton John was the next album I got. And there was some really racy stuff on that album.
I mean,
a 12-year-old should not be. Oh, it was stuff about prostitutes and.
But we've talked about this. Pales in comparison to one of my first albums.
Which was yours?
Scorpion's Virgin Killer. I mean, really. I mean, so stop. Stop. It's in the title. It's not going to end well.
Yeah, it's not. No. I am having chat room issues. I'm sorry I'm not chatting with you guys so much, but it is my bête noire of a laptop is having problems right now. Sorry. But the thing is that Andrew says... it's like Britney Spears versus Christina Aguilera for the win. You know what? Christina Aguilera.
Here's the thing. Christina Aguilera clearly has the better voice.
Yeah.
Britney Spears every day of the week. I have Britney Spears albums. Don't own any Christina Aguilera albums. Just had better songs. Better songs. Overmodulated.
Yeah.
Better songs. Sexy little vixen bitch. Little bit crazy in her. Little filthy,
there
little
is
naughty.
A crazy bitch.
Yeah, she had that sex appeal. Christina Aguilera, very pretty girl. There was something crazy about that Britney Spears.
Oh well, we all know that. But Christina Aguilera had a lot more slut appeal, don't you say?
She was slutty.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's just every day. I don't own a Christina Aguilera album. I own several Britney Spears albums, and I'm happy to. And I say them proudly. Again, don't need to see Britney in concert. I'll wait till she's 70. But
she'll still be having that residency in Vegas.
But yeah, I mean, it's certainly if you're going pure voice, it's no contest.
Oh yeah.
But
Aguilera's got in spades.
Every day of the week, I take Britney Spears. Every day of the week.
No. I mean, on like the entertainment and stuff, I love that when she was on was it the VMAs where she came out with that little outfit and she's got the boa on her over her shoulder.
Who's that, Britney?
So, yeah, I mean that was some hot shit. You know, I mean she's really a good show person in that way. But
like the songs better.
Christina Aguilera, she did. She did the show,
I'm Your Slave? She's not even black. She shouldn't be able to sing. Nor Jewish. She should not be able to sing those. But she does. She owns it.
Oh, my
Britney
God.
Spears every day of the week.
And you know what? I'm with Andrew. We're like, love Aguilera's voice, he says. And I'm like,
But I'm not debating the voice.
No.
I'm not debating the voice. But who I want to listen to? Who I want to watch?
Britney.
Put on that mini skirt. Hit me, baby, one more time. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Is she still hot as she used to be?
Well,
yeah.
I mean, we didn't hang out today, but I'm assuming. All right.
Britney is still as hot
as
she used
bringing
to
it?
Be.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got that residency in Las Vegas.
Right. You
she's
and I like, actually, back in the day, Joe, back when we were at TBQ, we did a story how she was a filthy animal and smelled like shit, and she was like hitting on her like bodyguard, and like he wanted nothing to do with her because she's burping all over the place and stunk. You remember that?
I think I did, yeah. She cleans.
And yet Joe and I remember that, and we still want Britney every day of the week.
She cleans up nice.
Yeah, sure.
Don't you think Christina Aguilera is a hot little piece, too?
I do, but I think Christina Aguilera has a little bit more talent, because I think she writes more of her own music.
No, I admit it. I admit Christina Aguilera, talented, more talented, better voice.
Yeah.
Britney Spears every day of the week, though.
I think so.
The body wants what the body wants.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight that because I understand what you're saying.
Joe, you want to see Neil Diamond?
Be a
hero.
Actually,
would you?
I would if I had the time and the money. I gotta say, I'll tell you a story though. I went to.
Do we need to do a make a wish for you?
Maybe.
Could you guys throw
going.
Some money in the coffee we'll can see. For Joe's?
But I'll tell you what.
Send an old man to an older man's show.
Years ago when I worked at one of the fence companies, my foreman, who was a great guy, he goes, look, I let you go get WHO tickets and stuff like that. Me and the truck driver want to go see Neil Diamond. He has money. go get our tickets. So I go down to, everybody's online for Van Halen. So it's like, Van Halen for 3, Van Halen for 5, Van Halen, give me 10, Van Halen. How many for Van Halen? I'm here to see Neil Diamond.
Step right up.
Oh,
what, you want 500, pal?
Yeah, yeah. All right, Grandpa.
Yeah, oh, God, I'm embarrassed.
And I was a kid. I was 25, man. You know,
and everybody's looking at you like, what?
Because he was old as shit then.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now it's like, he's now cool. He's cool, Neil Diamond, right on, you know.
All right, so are you in?
I got to find out what the date is, and I got to find out
how much
it costs.
I'll find out the date. I think they're like $100 for the cheap.
No, I'll see. Yeah. I got to see.
Come on, Pip.
If yeah, all right, I'll go.
Oh, yeah!
Field trip.
What we do for the show.
I know. Well, you know, because you know we're going to blab about it afterwards.
There's a Neil Diamond was on Opie and Anthony. And Anthony,
sure, that went well.
No, it was funny. Anthony loves Neil Diamond.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
Anthony, and Anthony frustrates because Anthony's got a signed autograph picture of Neil Diamond. And it says, you'll get better.
Neil Diamond signed that to Anthony?
Yeah, so every time we'll sing karaoke, you know, Anthony'll see, like, start singing Sweet Caroline and look at the picture and go, all right, let's see.
You'll get better.
That's funny.
And like I said, Anthony's not a slouch. Anthony was, you know, my lead singer in my band for years. Really good. He's a very good singer. So
yeah,
it's
we
a
saw him.
Yeah, right. So it's kind of funny, you know.
Yeah, like,
you'll get better.
No, he won't. That's great.
No, you're at the top of your game now.
All right, so men want Britney, even though we realize she's not as talented.
Right.
And we'll go see Neil Diamond. I think we solved problems tonight.
Yes.
I think we did.
All right, should I tell you guys what happened to me on Facebook?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Now he's three times to the box.
This is the third time in the first hour of the show.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, and she's avoided it entirely during shows.
Maybe she's not feeling well.
Poor thing.
She's feeling good because
this
is
baby.
The third trip. What's going on? And she peed mightily the first time I was listening.
But she hasn't strained.
No, I don't know what's going on.
Too much fiber?
I'm not in charge of things. I didn't give her grape nuts.
No.
Grape nuts.
Cracklin' bran.
Cracklin' Rosie.
What?
You guys say
Cracklin' Rosie.
Diamond.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know that song either.
I
he's naming the songs, and I'm like, who?
Because I got the greatest hits.
Okay, all right.
I'll tell you what.
If I, you know, you say, well, I don't know the tune. If you played it, I'm like, oh, yeah.
I'm like that with a lot of bands. Yeah. I'm like that with Led Zeppelin. People say Kashmir, and I'm like, what? And then I'm listening to a song, and I'm like, obviously it's Led Zeppelin. I'm like, oh, that's Kashmir.
Oh, Kashmir's a great song.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Da-da-da. And what a boy. So many bands have done their, like, not cover versions, but copied that riff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially cover.
All right. All right. We got the Neil Diamond greatest hits here. Let's see what you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Just by name. Sweet Caroline?
Know it.
Yeah.
Cracklin' Rosie, you guys said no.
No.
Song Sugar Blue? Probably if you heard it.
Is that song blue? Song blue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Know it then.
Play Me?
No.
No.
Brooklyn Road? Brooklyn Roads? No.
No.
Shiloh?
No.
Crunchy Granola Sweet?
For real?
Crunchy Granola Sweet. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about your shopping list. No.
No.
And The Grass Won't Play No Mind?
No.
Holly Holy, yes.
Yes.
Brother Loves Traveling?
No.
No.
Salvation Show?
No.
No.
Stones Suleiman? I bet you guys know that if you heard that.
Maybe.
Most likely.
But
Walk on Water?
No.
No.
Cherry?
Yeah.
I am, I said.
It's good too.
No.
I am, I said. No, no,
well, not
no,
the way
no,
you
no.
sing it, but.
No.
You'll get better, Jack.
No, he won't.
Funny.
Maybe Ann should give you the picture.
No, I never claim to be a singer. That's one thing I cannot do.
Done Too Soon?
No. That's a shame.
Things never said about this show. Morning Ride.
No.
I bet you guys know this one. He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, but that's not his original song,
that's cover.
Is it?
No, but he fucking sings it.
Oh, okay.
And it made the greatest hits. Don't be a fucking judge.
Look at it like he's A&R. Shut up.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so there'll be some stuff that we know. And
okay.
America's not on there?
We're coming
to America.
When?
No.
Today.
He's going to make America great again. He's going to sing in the encore. I don't know. All right. So I had my first experience in Facebook jail.
I know. I've heard of people having this happen to them. How did this happen?
Now you know a celebrity. Somebody you know what happened
to
them.
Somebody I know.
Wow.
What happened?
So in 2015, there was a rapper called Chinks.
God.
No, just Chinks.
Oh, God.
And he was killed.
Oh.
And I posted the article, and this is back in 2015, and I posted the article, and underneath it I wrote, "Unfortunately, rappers Kike, Gook, Spick, and Nigger could not be reached for comment."
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Save me a seat in hell, will you?
Oh, that's just funny. Fuck you. That's funny. I mean, clearly, it's satire about the absurdity
of his name.
Yes, of a performer.
We used to do a takeoff on Vogue, the Madonna song, and we used to have a line, it was a rock guy, "It makes no difference if you're black or white, or a spick or a chink."
I think this is different. Yeah. I think yours is worse.
Yes. But I get it.
But this is clearly satire.
Yeah, totally.
On this guy Chinks, a rapper naming himself.
What a ridiculous name.
Yes.
Because
I don't think that's. I don't think his parents named him Chinks. I'm going out on a limb. That's probably his stage name.
Well, his brother Japs said.
Yes.
Yeah. No. It's. You know what? I get what you're saying.
Yeah. 2015. I put this on Facebook. No issue.
Yeah.
Forgot about it. Didn't remember Chinks? Chinks to me was when my parents go, "What do you want for dinner? Let's get Chinks." That's what happened in my house.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's what that is for me. Ooh, we're getting a lo mein.
Nice.
Yeah. Pork.
And they grow too.
No, not pork. We were Jews.
I know.
But yeah, that's what it was for me. So this past Friday, I get a message from Facebook saying that I violated the terms of service agreement, and if I feel I'm getting this message erroneously, feel free to send us a message.
Yeah, because it's 2 fucking years ago.
Yeah, really?
Well, they don't care about the time, but I do, because I have time on my... I wrote to them. I explained that it's a joke, and it's clearly satire, and I'm not calling a particular person the name.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you whatever, you know, you racial... I'm not doing that at all.
No.
So obviously I'm not happy that somebody on my friends list would report me. And I know they're on my friends list because on my Facebook page settings, everything's set to private.
Wow. Right.
Everything's
Who
all
would
locked.
Go in. Back that far?
Yeah.
Now, there's nothing worse than a social justice warrior with time on their hands, Joe.
Yeah, really?
Listen, I'm interesting for 3 hours at a time, 45 minutes at a time, an hour at a time. I'm not interesting Facebook 2 years worth. I'm not that type of interesting.
But the thing is that... Do you have any idea who would have done that?
No. Nobody's going to volunteer. Well, no, I don't.
I know, but maybe they should volunteer.
Of course they should. But then if they had any balls, they wouldn't go to Facebook. They go, "Hey, man, I don't like the joke, and this is why."
Yeah.
Who would go
fool.
Back that far? I know. It's funny. Like, if we have, like, every week I post my nonsense all over Facebook, stuff like that. If I have to go back to find our thing, the video, anything for the show, I got to scroll.
Yeah, we're comics. We post a lot of bullshit during the week.
We post a lot of stuff. So just to go back a week, like I said, to post the video that I post, and, you know, you should be listening to our show. It takes me about 3 minutes to go to find the damn thing.
You could just cut and paste that and put it in a document.
I could.
But you're always cute too.
If I have to go and find something, do you know how many cat videos I have to get through to get to where
I didn't even know there was
for?
That many cats.
Sometimes
around.
Trying to find a video, I got to find. Sometimes posting the video, I got to go get the video. It's just posting that stuff. I do have a cut and paste thing, but nonetheless, you know, if I don't get a chance to do it or whatever, I got to scroll back.
Yeah.
And that's all my nonsense and shenanigans. Yeah. You know, that's about 3 minutes worth of stuff. But to sit there and go back to
and I post a lot, so my wife tells me.
So you do more than me, and so to go back to 2015, I mean, you got to be. What are you doing?
There's a hair poking out of my mic fuzzy.
Sorry, I was rubbing my nuts against it. Apologize. That's my show prep.
Lucky when you get the better mic. All right. So
anyway. I stuck that one up my ass. We all have our own way to prepare for a show, kids.
I got you. So
maybe you guys got here earlier. I'd have to do that on a Monday.
I was using yours for nipple covers, but whatever you got.
Funny. Yeah, so to go back 3 years, that's kind of like weird.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
That's very obsessive and a little creepy.
So I posted all my displeasure on Facebook.
Right.
Because I was banned for, no, I wasn't banned. The post just got deleted. And Facebook notifies me.
Okay.
So I posted my displeasure on Facebook and encouraged whoever did it to leave and kindly shove a bagpipe up their ass. Because it was St. Patrick's Day. I was festive. You know, Joe, I like to be topical.
Okay.
Actually, I said arse.
Oh, and I love their fart song.
Don't look at me.
Yeah. Try not to.
Don't look at me. Don't look at her.
Don't right? turn to stone. Right. Nowhere to look.
Funny. That's funny.
So sure enough, people ask, well, what's the joke? You know that everybody.
Of course, because it's a curiosity.
I know the prudent thing is you just private message them.
Yes.
Here's the joke. But I wanted to do my little experiment.
Okay.
So I posted it in the comments.
Okay.
You know, the first person they asked me, I go, here's the joke. And then other people ask, well, I posted it under Kevin's. Because Kevin Israel, who we've had on the show,
yes.
was the first one to ask me. Sure enough, later on that day.
the Facebook police.
They'll never catch me.
See?
I'm going to hide in this forest.
Nah, see, I'll hide behind this meme. They'll never find me here, see?
I'm going to hide behind this Trump rant. There'll be something to distract them.
I think he might be here. No, he don't like memes. Why would he be hiding behind one?
Funny. True. Memes are my kryptonite.
Yeah, right.
I can't get too close to them. I'll lose all my snark power.
Yeah, right. That's funny.
The power of snark.
I'll just be bland and not witty.
So funny.
A city comic.
Wow. Shots fired at a whole industry.
Sorry.
Wow. Said the guy he'd like to be there.
That's hilarious.
So I get a message from Facebook that I'm going to be in Facebook jail for 24 hours.
Nah, see?
Wow.
That means no posting, no commenting, no liking.
And do they tell you why?
Because I violated their terms and services.
You violated something on Facebook?
So I wrote them. Because, again, I can write them.
You know what? You should have a book, a collection of your stories, and it's called So I Wrote Them.
Not a terrible idea. not a terrible idea at all.
I don't think it is, to tell you the truth. I had a damn good one.
Of course you do. You said it. Yes. You're not going to print something here that you think is complete horse shit.
Well, it's
not in this
up my stories, but nonetheless.
It's not a I like that. I just, one more. Pip, add that to the shit I got to do.
I get frustrated when
I literally just write it down.
More shit stupid has to do. Because stupid A came up with an idea.
It's like, here's your honeydew jar.
But I like that idea. So I did a little research, and I found out that they violated their own guidance on how they would handle complaints about the type of material I posted. And I'll read that on the syndicated portion of the show.
Yeah.
I will read to you the letter I wrote to them and how they violated their terms.
Good.
But my letter did not expedite my release from the Facebook hooscow.
Somehow I knew that was going to be the truth.
So,
you pass notes to Joe Cumia?
Oh, he's a completely different type of asshole than me. I think Facebook does him a favor when they knock him off.
Did you get your phone call?
Well, no, I did not. But I was back after 24 hours, and this is what I wrote on my page. I go, I'm back. So after spending my first time ever in the Facebook pokey, I am back. To recap, we have a little precious, tender, delicate snowflake in our midst.
Yes.
This flake must be permafrost because they went all the way back to 2015 to find something to be outraged about. Nothing like a social justice warrior with time on their hands. Some of you asked what the joke is, and to run my own little experiment, I posted in the comment section. Yep, you guessed it. Once again, they reported it. Anywho, here's the good news. The joke, which was completely forgotten about by all, will now be a part of my act going forward. It will also be featured on my radio show this week. So in your attempt to protect the world from what you, Frosty, find distasteful, you failed. And now the joke will be heard by thousands and thousands of people. And don't worry about my audiences. They have the fortitude to handle such assaults on their not-so-delicate constitutions. Even better still, in Facebook's attempt to be your white knight, they did not follow the guidelines and protocol that they themselves set out and made public. They violated the trust between user and platform, and I will discuss exactly how they failed themselves and their users on the nationally syndicated portion of the radio show. So you have given me plenty of material, Snow White. It is for this reason I would be terribly saddened to read that one day you woke up in the middle of an ISIS training camp, wearing a mini skirt with a picture of the Prophet Muhammad pinned to your lapel, with a Jewish star tattoo on your forehead, with just the ever so faint hint of goat musk wafting off your open for business body.
I'm surprised you didn't get the heave ho for that.
I know.
I was very nice. I hope this doesn't happen. Hope that doesn't happen. Sincerely, cheers. And seriously, the best thing to do if you don't like a post is to tell the person you don't like it. Then at least you'll earn respectability. Nobody likes anonymous whiners. So what type of person befriends a comedian and then complains about shit like that?
Really? It's like, what kind of passive-aggressive bullshit is that? It's pathetic.
It is.
It really is. I mean, do you not understand that if you go into a horror movie that you're going to get scared, maybe? Or something? There might be blood and guts. There might be something gross. You might pee yourself a little. What the hell is wrong with you? I mean, do people not understand how the world works?
Yeah, clearly.
I don't somebody to look back, you know, be that, have a vendetta against you, look back.
I must
that
have been
far.
Fascinating up until that joke, reading me through the years.
Oh.
Yeah, really? Looking that far.
There's a lot of promoting this show on there, Joe.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
A lot of arguing between you and I on that page, I bet.
Oh, God. How do they stand each other? They do his fight.
I think it was like their project. You can't do that much reading.
You're
in one
right. You know what? It would have to be something like that's like I said. You know, somebody must have had a vendetta against you because, like I said, to go back 1 week to get to a thing, you know, to repost something, you know, to do a, you know, a repost for the show, is, you know, 3 minutes worth of work to go through all the stuff that we post during
and
the week.
Not even reading it or all the comments.
Yeah, you know exactly. Oh, here's the. It's a lot easier when it's like a video, because not everything looks like a video.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Shit.
So you guys think the joke was good?
Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, I do. I think it is good for your act.
So do you? Yeah. Do you
don't
like,
do it at my show Saturday night, but
well,
it's fine.
You'll tell me what the rules are and the constraints. And I'll go from there. I understand. There's little Jewish flowers. I understand.
I understand. Yeah.
You'll tell me what the constraints are, and I'll play nicey.
$1 million worth of business. Yeah.
If so, I'm getting woefully underpaid.
I know. I'm performing for Mr. Slate, but none.
Joe's girl says somebody was obsessed.
Yeah.
Then send fucking flowers and a cat head.
Yeah. Or at least a horse head in a bed or something. But I mean, yourself.
Somebody was so captivated by this, they go, what?
Yeah.
I mean, of all the horrible
just do what I do. Argue back. And depending on the time.
Well, I did with Facebook. I couldn't argue with the person who did
that. No, I'm
he's talking about talking to the person. She's not well.
No. I'm going to have to have my
take her to the vet.
Yeah,
the
wife. That's number 4 visit to the box.
Yeah.
Aw, kitty.
Aw, poor Maui.
Well, Mike's not here, but yeah, I'll have to address that with her. I'll text her on the break.
Yeah.
So, but do you like the solution of bringing it here to an even larger audience?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Making it part of the show and now outing Facebook for how they screwed up on the syndicated
person. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the mic drop. I think I defeated the asshole.
Yeah.
Because I didn't even remember doing that. I didn't remember anything about the joke. I didn't remember anything about chinks or anything. Because, you know, I post these things on Facebook and then I move on with my day.
Yeah.
I know. And it's like you're going back three. Do you have a life?
Right, yeah.
What kind of, what? You have a life to go back 3 years?
It's truly pathetic to do that.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I mean, I'm busy. With, like, there were things I want to answer back on, things, you know, like that I don't have time. There was a post you made where I was going to go into a dissertation, and I figured you and I would go back and forth.
Oh, I missed it?
Yeah, you
did.
Because I got to sell a house. I had to go on. I had to go.
Thank you, co-owner.
I had to go. I had
told you that last time.
Yeah, because
he posted something they thought you would jump up.
That was a different thing.
No, that's a long running gripe.
Yeah,
I
it wasn't a running gripe. It was something that I had an opinion on that I was hoping everybody that I debate with would chime in because
Joe was upset. I was busy that day.
I was, but because I forgot what it was. But it was nice to hear everybody's point of view because no matter what side of the aisle you were,
Paul Bond. The other day, Paul Bond on last Tuesday. I feel like shit. I got 2 feet of snow outside. Having all sorts of tech issues. Paul Bond sends me, he goes, you know, I posted this on my Facebook page about when Barack Obama whispered to Medvedev, the guy filling in for Putin at the time, holding Putin's place, you know, I'll have more room to work after the election, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. He goes, you know, I posted this on my page and nobody commented. You know, what do you think? And I go, listen, dude, I'm sick. I'm preparing for a radio show. I got 2 feet of snow. I'm having all sorts of issues. You're going to have to find somebody else to play with.
But the thing about it is,
and he goes at end scene. I go, yeah, and conclude it with a sneeze.
For funny, but for better or for worse, if I post something or some, he comes right out.
No, I ignore a lot of your shit. Trust
no,
me.
But some, but sometimes. So there was one time when I invited everybody that I debate with because I really wanted to get a good perspective on. So it was, you know, me. I said, this is friendly. You know, I go friendly. Middle of
but
the aisle.
But you lost me right there.
Friendly. I know, but it's like,
friendly.
You know. And,
I got no use for
but
you.
But Roberta, you know, Roberta gave her thoughts, which I was appreciative of, and I figured you would be next. I'm like, yoo-hoo, stupid, where can you be?
Like, I told you that. I've told you time and time again, it's not like you don't fucking have access to me. We're discussing it right now, you asshole.
I know, but I was discussing it that day. The show was 4 days away.
I will adjust my schedule to worry around your Facebook needs.
He had an Aerosmith t-shirt on a pole, and he was waving around, yoo-hoo!
That might have helped.
Oh, but like I said, the one day when he posted something, I'm like, I go, I had to do an analysis of where, because we had to do some things with the pricing on the house, so I had to do an analysis of where the house, where houses were priced and where houses were selling compared to mine. I don't know, my real estate agent wouldn't do that, but I had to do it just to get a
button. We had a discussion on the show.
Yeah.
I had to set her straight.
But I just to get a figure where I really need to be to get things more. You know, so it's like, and I sat there, I gotta do this.
Wait, dude, what happened with the couple that came back three times?
Oh, they made it. Oh, dude, not my chit-chat, but they made an offer.
Well, this is your chit-chat, buddy. We're about to take a break. All right. So if you got something to report, take a break.
All right. We accepted the offer that they gave as the house as is.
Oh,
as is. So we dropped the price lower than I really want to.
Yeah.
But if I fixed everything that somebody would want,
it would cost that money anyway.
So as is, engineers coming Thursday. People go, are you nervous? No, because the engineer goes, you need this, that, and that. Fine, you're paying for it, or I'm walking.
Yeah. As is.
Because this is,
and then the co-owner, you'll be like, I'm walking. Then the co-owner will do something to irritate you. Well, not so fast.
No, the co-owner didn't want to take the deal on Sunday. She didn't want to take the deal.
You.
And I had to sit and explain to her. I go, well, I'm going to get nothing. And I go, I'll work something out with you. I go, you got to understand something. If we don't start entertaining deals like this, we're both getting nothing. We have to do a short sale.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
You got to understand the reality of stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I got in a whole argument with her.
Well, that's your normal mode of
communication. I understand. Because these people were coming in on Saturday. We got a call at 10:30 or a quarter to 11. They were going to come at 12. Six people were coming by to look at the house. This is the third visit.
Wow.
So Joanne tells me, we just got a call. So I get everything. You know, I'm working. I'm getting everything ready. And she's like waking up, whatever. So I go, Joanne. She goes, I think they're outside. Well, put your shoes on. Put your clothes. Let's go. Don't yell at me. I'll call the police. And I go, never mind the police. I go, call
Does
the
Does that work with you?
No. I go, you don't understand the gravity of the situation. We can't be here. Get your shoes on and comb your hair.
That's right. You can't be there when they're showing up.
She goes, I have to comb my hair. I go, bring a brush with you. You got to get dressed now. And then she starts laughing in my face.
Oh, she's so lucky to be alive.
So aggressive.
I got done. The people were outside.
It's not passive. It's not passive.
So the people were outside. I greeted them coming in, which was a barrier.
Hi, just leaving.
Knowing that she's still inside putting her shoes on.
Don't mind the nuisance. Doesn't come with
it's
the house.
It's okay if you're there and you're leaving. It's not okay if you stay
you can't
there.
Well,
later.
I drove past. Yeah. I drove past and she finally was gone. But something inside me snapped.
I didn't think there was anything left.
Yeah, there was enough for me to snap because I gave up that day. I pulled over to the side. I drove and I just pulled over and I wrote to Eva, the real estate agent. I said, look, you got to write Joanne and say that she's got to be ready to leave the house when this happens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I just posted because everybody sees my Twitter post because I got a vent
somewhere.
Well,
because it's fucking Twitter, stupid. That's why we see it.
I know, but... But
it's not like we're rifling through your notebook.
Yeah. So,
I do.
Yeah, funny. So I had no show that night. So I dicked around all day. I went to the store. I took a nap all day. I went to go see my band that I liked, that I used to like. And that's all I just gave up.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I hope that happens.
Yeah, I think you might have to take their offer just for your own mental health.
Well, here's the deal.
You'll make a counter.
We have a couple looking on Friday, and we're doing an open house on Sunday. So we're not just sitting there waiting.
Right.
And we'll see what happens. But if, like I said, You know, the engineer's report usually is like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? There are some things that need to be addressed, but where I'm priced, if you don't like it, see ya. I'm not giving the place away. You know,
I'm not
loaning any more than I can. And they're always like, well, you know, there's a house that we'd like to close on too down the road. Good, get in the car, I'll drive you there and throw you the fuck out because you know.
We'll see. I will say. I don't know. I still say for mental health, take less what you can. Get out.
Listen to me. Yeah, I know. If they agree with you know. As is, I'll take the deal because the deal is we close in June. So by that time, I can actually start. They might want to
close before June.
Yeah.
No, they want to close in June. They said they want to close in June.
Well, that works out well for
you. So where I'm looking at places now.
Yeah.
And it was one place that I saw that I might look at it Sunday.
There's a place down the block from me. We could be neighbors.
There's a place that I saw.
And you're offering that because you're going to move out of here.
Well, I should, but I'm not moving out of the town. It's a good point.
That's like slick.
Good point. I'm leaving the country.
Oh.
We can be neighbors, he said, while the moving van pulls up.
I got Rosie O'Donnell's plane ticket.
Yeah. Funny. So hopefully it'll work out, man. You know, it's like, but I think the house is priced now where we're starting to get more foot traffic. It's more competitive.
Yeah.
And now that I did the analysis to see where it is, what they're selling for and what they're going on
the
market
for. Let the record state that idea came right here. Because I lit into your real estate agent for this bullshit. We had this conversation here. I'm like, why the hell isn't she doing it? And we had this conversation a couple times. And at first you defended her. First time a couple months ago, you defended her saying we were very good. Last time we discussed it, you're like, oh, you know what? You have a point.
I gave her the benefit of the doubt. I had a study.
Yeah, nobody gets
a
benefit
because
of the
doubt. Look, we have enough to do during the week with everything we do.
I understand, but people are incompetent.
I understand that. That's like what
Listen,
I do.
If I could tell Southwest how to fly, I could tell your real estate agent how to sell your house.
You're going to spend the day with me on how many hands I got to hold to make sure everything gets
done. Well, you've seen me in action.
Yeah, and you haven't seen me in action,
don't
but it's like
Trump
8 hours
benefit
a day.
From me. I can clear a lot of these self-inflicted wounds. Yeah. He needs to hire me. Donnie, baby, we can make this presidency a success, and you won't be. You can do the shit you want to do, and you won't have to deal with the other shit. Just listen. Yeah.
He can make America Jewish again.
Well, no. Nobody wants that.
For the Jews. What, are we going to drive ourselves nuts now?
I can make the whole concept of make America great again. Great again.
Look, you got to watch everybody like a hawk. You got to be three steps ahead of everybody.
That's what I bring to the Trump campaign. All right, Captain. All right, let's.
Captain.
Well, he was doing a campaign. He was doing a campaign speech last night. Excuse me. Right. Another one of his fucking rallies.
Hey, Kellyanne Conway, don't blame me. What do you want out of me?
Kellyanne Conway, look over there.
Chuck your legs under, Joe.
Joe off the couch. Yeah. The black people are coming over.
She's making it.
Why? That was the picture.
That is the picture.
She was making herself home.
Of course you. I know, but it just looks so bad. A line of black guys lining up, and you just see Kellyanne on her knees on the couch. It's like, oh my God.
Yes, I'm about to start my
video.
The
help is here.
No, it looked more like she's about to start her video, and this is how many people she rounded up for it.
I thought the president was going to extend an olive branch, not a fucking anaconda. Fucking great picture.
Or several.
By the way, I didn't give a shit that she was sitting there like that. I could care less.
That bothered me.
Oh, well, yeah, because I got more important shit to worry about than how she sits.
She sits on a couch.
I could care less. Just like I didn't get when Republicans got upset, oh, Obama has his feet on the fucking desk. Have you nothing more important to worry? I don't give a shit. But very funny. A line of well-dressed black guys just lining up and Kellyanne's on her knees ready to go. And Donald Trump in the back like the pimp.
Gonna be great.
A blowjob for everybody. Gonna be the best blowjob. She's beautiful. Great.
Make a bukkake great again.
Somebody made a major Dan comment. The way she. I peed myself. It was so
fucking
brilliant.
Now you're turning
on
the president. Now he's going to want to get underneath you if you're going to start paying.
No, but I mean, brilliant. Brilliant. The way they said it all was hysterical.
God, that's funny.
Brilliant.
Stupid Kelly. This is why we can't have photographers.
Kelly Bale.
All right. All right. On the break, we have new music from John Tessier with Like the Sun and John Dartness with Already Gone, and you can learn more about them at deucemusic.com.
I saw you walking on a crowded street. I saw the wind blowing through your hair. slow down that moment when you walked by. And my heart raced for your beauty by design.